Good morning. Joining us on the line now from the UK is video producer Jeff Marshall. He and his partner Vicky Pipe have taken on a project to visit and document all 2,563 railway stations in Great Britain. This is happening now over the spring and summer of 2017. They're currently more than a month into their 14-week odyssey, documenting their trip on YouTube and celebrating the eccentricities of life on the rails. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Good morning, Hannah. Hello.
Hello. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, you're a fan of kind of trains in general. I know that you twice held the world record for visiting all the stations on the London Underground in the fastest possible time. What fun.
Yes. I'm a born Londoner. I spent a short part of my life living outside of London, but I always grew up with trains and the Underground. So twice I've had that world record of doing all the tube stations, and that's where the idea of doing all the, you know, all the national rail stations, or British Rail, as some people still like to call it, because it's like having sort of conquered London. Somebody down the pub one night went, "Oh, is there like a version of this where instead of doing just all the London stations, you do the stations in the entire country?" And that kind of jokey idea actually came to fruition and reality many years later.
So, how much planning goes into a trip like this?
An immense amount. So it's myself and Vicky that are doing it, but there's a backroom team, staff, as I like to call them, of about six sort of ex-colleagues and friends of mine that are all helping out with this. And we have spreadsheets coming out of our ears, particularly obviously with all the train times and connections and where we should go and what we should do if it should go wrong. There's a whole big team of us all working to make this happen, yeah.
So you've planned out exactly where you're going every day. You know your whole journey, do you?
Yes and no. so we roughly knew this would take around 12 to 13 weeks, which so it's about 90 days worth of travelling. So we did the simple math of dividing the 2,563, which is the total, by 90. And we sort of have to do around 30 stations a day. So each day we sort of aim to knock out 30 stations, and we know roughly which area we have to do. But at the moment, for example, I'm speaking to you from a hotel room in Bristol where we spent the night, and we're sort of mopping up the Bristol area. And just this week, it's been the hottest week in Britain that it has been since like 1976 or something. We've had 4 days in a row where it's been over 30 degrees, and hot weather doesn't play well with the trains. And we've had a few incidents, and so like on Monday, for example, we couldn't do what we were meant to do, so we had to reroute. And then on Tuesday, we then had to try and go back and do what we missed Monday, but it went wrong on Tuesday as well. So even yesterday, Thursday, we were still doing a few stations which we should have done back on Monday and Tuesday. So whilst there is a set plan for each day, there's also a contingency as to what we should do if it all goes wrong.
So when you say visiting 30 stations in a day, what does that mean? How long are you at these stations?
Yeah, now this is one for the pedants who love to pick us up on this because by our own self-imposed rules, we don't have to get out at every station. And to me, like, you get out at every station is, you know, you get out and watch a train depart. Because that would be great to get out at every station and explore the locality at every station. But if we were to do like the get out and then wait for the next train rule, this whole journey would take us practically all year, around 11 months, because some areas, you know, only see a train once every 4 to 5 hours. If you get out at one station, you have to wait 4 hours for the next one. You're going to spend a lot of time doing that. Not all stations see services every 10 minutes. So our own rules say that as long as the train stops at that station, then that counts as having done it, as in if we were able to get on or off. But that's still tricky, because so many stations are skipped. You get like express fast trains. So we are not allowed to take the fast train. We have to take the slow stopping ones everywhere. So that's already quite a chore.
Yes, I bet. And have you met any weird and wonderful characters along the way?
Absolutely. I mean, this is half the reason why we're doing it. You know, because we live in London ourselves, you know, and it's great. It's been great to like just get out and actually visit other parts of Britain and meet other people along the way. I mean, there's actually so many, it's hard to pin down, but sometimes people say to us, "Oh, what are you doing? Because we're videoing this, we're making a video documentary, you can watch our videos on YouTube, and people kind of sense that we're up to something strange. And the other day we were in Shrewsbury and we met a lady. She was in a wheelchair. She was like, "Oh, you're Jess and Vicky. I've seen your website," and she was so excited to talk to us. And we ended up talking to her about accessible travel on the railway. So it's been great, you know. And we then spoke to her about her views about what was good, what could be improved. And so yeah, almost every day we end up, you know, talking to random strangers who then become our friends about their experiences on Britain's railways.
Fantastic. I was reading an article the other day, which is how I found out about your All the Stations project. Yep. One of the things that I read that I had no idea about is in Britain, there's about 150 stations that are what's known as request stops, where you have to flag down the train as you would a bus. That's brilliant.
Isn't that great? Yeah, so probably, you literally have to stick your arm out. We do this quite a lot on purpose. If we can, quite often what we do, if we're in like a major town, but then, and we're getting a train, but the next station down the line is a request stop, we quite often hop into a taxi and don't start our day on the station in the town where we started, but we start it at the request stop, one stop down the line, literally so that we can have the enjoyment of sticking our arm out and flagging down the train. Yeah, I think you probably saw in that article, there's it's not a request stop. It's just one of. Oh, no, it is a request stop. There's up in Cambridgeshire. There's one of the least used stations in Britain. There's a place called Chippy Hill.
Yeah.
And just for a bit of fun, I sort of put word out that we were what time and date we were going there, and about 20 of my friends all came along. And there's a brilliant picture online of about 20 of us all sticking our arm out at the same time to flag down the approaching train and the guard off the train. And he was like, "What the heck is going on?
Where have you all come from?"
Yeah, because normally they see no one, and suddenly there were 20 of us there.
Fantastic.
That was a fun moment.
Brilliant. There was another interesting story that made me chuckle about Sir Winston Churchill and one of his wishes for where his burial should leave London from.
What was that? Remind me of that, because there were so many facts in the article. Sorry, go on that one.
Oh, no problem. No, it was about... Sir Winston Churchill basically requested that if General Charles de Gaulle outlived him and was therefore going to be at his funeral, that the train carrying his body to Oxfordshire for burial should leave London, not from Paddington, but from the far more less convenient Waterloo. So he would have to go to Waterloo.
Isn't that great? Every time I hear a story about Churchill, I do love Churchill slightly more. Yeah, he was a brilliant, eccentric, wonderful man. So yeah, no, I love that. And this is it. As we've travelled Britain, there's so many other that we found all these little odd, quirky stories as we go, and it's been great. And I want to point out we're getting them all on video. If you want to, this is where I plug what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Look at. Is that okay? So our website is www.allthestations.co.uk, and on there, there's like a daily video, and there's a map so you can see our progress. We put sort of some of these quirky facts on there. We've got like a project updates page where we list all the wonderful things that we find. If you do the Facebook thing, we're on Facebook as All the Stations. If you do the Twitter thing or Instagram, again, just search. The key phrase is the phrase All the Stations, and if you just type that into your favourite search engine, then we pop up and you can follow us.
Fantastic.
Follow us online.
And
so,
I also learnt in the article lots of interesting facts about music and songs and musicians and people who met on train stations or wrote of great songs on train stations. I didn't know that...
Bob Dylan? Was it Bob Dylan? You're going to do the Bob Dylan story.
I wasn't, no. Tell me the Bob Dylan story.
I haven't got the article in front of me. The one that I'd love to mention, actually, which is even better, we were on, there's a beautiful line up in Derbyshire, goes from Derby to Matlock, and when we were passing through, there's a station on that line called Cromford, and Cromford Station has got a semi-famous status now. The old abandoned station building there was used as the artwork on an Oasis single. The Oasis had a single out called Some Might Say, back in the 90s, and there's a famous picture of Liam and the band on the platform of Cromford Station. And so on the way back down, we got out, and the station building had now been turned into a private cottage. Quite by chance, the owner of the cottage was passing by to do some maintenance that day. And we said, do you mind, because now it's private property, and we said, look, do you mind if we come over onto the platform and recreate the cover of the Oasis single? And he couldn't have been more helpful. He's like, sure, yeah. Even in the artwork, one of the people is holding a wheelbarrow. So he went round to his shed in his back garden and fetched us a wheelbarrow to help us recreate it. And then we put, and in the video, if you go and watch it, we put in a little version of Some Might Say. So we had this beautiful moment where we recreated the Oasis Some Might Say single. And it's probably the favourite moment so far on the trip. It was a beautiful moment. Yeah.
Fantastic. It must be lovely meeting people like that. They must make the trip.
It is. And this is the thing. We're part... I'm going to get another plug. We're part doing it. We're part being backed. There's a company known as the Rail Delivery Group. They've got a big year-long promotion on called Britain Runs on Rail. And I think there's this sense that people just use the railway just to go to work, just to commute, and people like to curmudgeonly, you know, complain about how it's always late or whatever. And you forget, actually, that if you get out, you know, go on a scenic journey, like visit a coastal seaside town, go through the Peak District, you know, go up, you know, through Derbyshire, go on a beautiful branch line, you know, explore somewhere new, and you'll, A, see some amazing sights. B, you know, you could get chatting, as I say, to like someone that is a local, and maybe they can tell you some fascinating history about the area. And there's a lot of Britain to discover out there, and the railways are still brilliant. And I wish there were more. I wish there were more railways and more trains, and you know, we could get people. It's good for the environment. Get people out of their car and onto trains.
I always notice you do see so much more of the country when you're going on a train compared to being in a car. Even if you're a passenger in a car, if you're on motorways particularly, you're just not seeing anything. You know, you're going through, you know, through one city to another, or one town to another. But because you're on a motorway, you don't really see anything. But when you're on a train, you're kind of going through houses, and you really do see a lot more.
Yeah, and then it will cut through an amazing valley, or it will go across a viaduct. We were down in Cornwall at the start of the trip, and there was this little station we pulled into. And in the distance, there was another railway, like a branch, and it went across this amazing viaduct. And I literally stood there, and I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Just this little train trundling across this viaduct, across a huge valley. So, yeah, wherever you are, it's always good. Just to, you can sit and look out of the window for hours and just see so many amazing sights, and see how beautiful Britain is, and just be reminded, especially out of the cities in the countryside. Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely. You should all go and take a train ride today.
Definitely. The musician one I wanted to say about was to do with Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, and how they met they met on platform 2 of Dartford Station on October the 17th, 1961, and a young Keith Richards spotted a young Mick Jagger with two blues albums under his arm and got talking to him about music. Fabulous.
And that was it. So is that how the Rolling Stones started? Did they meet at a railway station?
I presume that's what they're saying.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Just a random... I know. So, if you ever see somebody sort of looking fun or interesting on the railway, I don't know, there is... this does happen out of the towns. Out of the rush hour, out of the commuter time, you know, but actually people have been, almost everyone we've spoken, you know, 90% of the people, they're always happy to chat and just tell you about who they are and where they're going, you know, and it's great. I think I think we should all be making more journeys by railway.
Definitely. Well, if people want to follow yours, allthestations.co.uk is the website, and they can get all the links to all the other social media outlets from there as well, and check you out on youtube.com. All the Stations. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff, and enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thank you so much. All right, cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.